From NPR News, this is Day to Day. In the last week or so, the stock market's gotten a little shaky and Treasury notes aren't doing so well. These might be small signs that the economy is weakening. And a surprising number of economy watchers is warning that a much larger downturn could happen and happen soon. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace is here. And Steve, well, should we worry?
Yes.
In a word. Well, what's going on?
Well, what's going on is that the economy watchers are worrying that the world is over-leveraged. What's that mean? In layperson's terms, there's too much money chasing frantically chasing high returns that don't really exist. And think of all the money that was thrown at funding subprime mortgages or the corporate buyout boom. And that's led people to pay too much for too many assets. And sooner or later, if you do enough of that, it's unsupportable and prices come down. Now, whether it's going to be a loud setback with lots of pain and a big drop in assets values like your stock investments and mine remains to be seen.
I thought the market was supposed to do some self-policing when it came to overly aggressive risk-taking. Is that not happening?
Well, in theory, capitalism always polices its own excesses. But in practice, and think of the subprime mortgage market, the excesses of it have to get wildly out of hand first. And so we're back to how much pain it takes to deflate these investing bubbles. Now, whether or not these risk takers get punished, as the theory says they should, that's one of the biggest defining worries of this particular asset boom. And the worriers say that many of the investors who are pumping up the boom and making the biggest piles of money, in fact, have found ways to insulate themselves from the big losses.
How can that be? Where have the restraints gone?
Well, the explanation is that the globalization of finance has at least temporarily misplaced these disincentives. Hugo Dixon, the editor-in-chief of the economic news website BreakingViews.com, told me this morning how that works.
The smart money, whether it's the hedge funds, the private equity players, or the investment bankers, have one-way bets. If the markets continue to rise, they will make pots of money. But if markets fall, they won't share in the losses, or at least they won't share very much in the losses.
I mean, Madeline, look at the hedge funds where managers routinely claim 20% of the profits but no share of the losses. Subprime mortgage pools where the risks of those loans go to the bond investing public, but the fees for generating and packaging loans come up front. If you can only gain from taking risks, you'll tend to make the world a riskier place for the rest of us.
And how should the rest of us, we small investors, how should we feel about this?
Well, it's that word again, worried. You know, let me leave you with two final worries. Global markets have become so complex and fast-moving that isolated actions have a greater ability to trigger panics. And if you know your history, you also know that almost no one ever sees these panics coming. They can't tell when the psychology will finally break in exuberant times, so caution's the word.
Thank you, Steve. That's Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.